Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 6, for Week 8 of the Rotary Year, August 20th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this new platform. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want this podcast to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. You'll recall last week's episode highlighted the pending arrival of our Rotary Exchange student from Italy for the 2018-2019 Rotary year. Well, this past Friday, a group of excited Rotarians greeted a bubbly and effervescent Pina Meroso as she rode down the escalator at the Des Moines airport. She was clearly excited to be welcomed by her first host family, Rotarian John and Jane Lorenzen, and by the group of enthusiastic Rotarians and guests. Thanks to everyone who came out to make Pina's first impression of Des Moines and Iowa so memorable. Over the weekend, John and Jane treated Pina to a day at the Iowa State Fair, where she was curious about what exactly all the excitement was surrounding turkey legs, draft horse competitions, and a butter cow. Yesterday, my wife Sherry and I hosted an ice cream social for Pina at our home, where members of our board and the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee, as well as some local neighbors, had the opportunity to meet and greet Pina. Our second host family, Monica Wardhide, introduced her niece, Frankie Bell, to Pina at the social. Frankie will be a senior at Roosevelt this year. They became fast friends, and Frankie will accompany Pina to her first day of classes at Roosevelt. Hey, be sure to check out our Facebook page to see pictures of Pina's first few days in Des Moines. We hope to welcome her to our Thursday meetings regularly throughout the year, so look forward to your opportunity to meet her. As you may know, our club is part of District 6000, which is essentially the southern half of Iowa. We are truly blessed to have an incredibly active and engaged District Youth Exchange Committee. Something you may not know is that District 6000 has been a pioneer in the Rotary Youth Exchange process, fulfilling the international dreams of high school age students. In 1962, Rotary Youth Exchange expanded to the United States with hosting 7 students from Europe. District 6000, then known as District 600, participated in that first U.S. exchange by hosting a girl from Sweden. About 35 inbound youth, like Pina, and a number of like outbound students from this district attend a high school in another country for a whole year and help to foster international understanding and world peace. Our district's Youth Exchange Committee continues to be recognized for their innovative approach to new exchange concepts. For example, they administered the first ever New Generations Exchange in the country of Argentina, followed by the first ever New Generations Exchange in the country of Taiwan. During the 1998-99 school year, District 6000 hosted the Simon Estes South African Chorus. This event offered medical care, education, and hope to 40 impoverished South African youth, funded totally by Rotarians and concerned citizens from this district. In the year 2000, District 6000 was recognized by the USA Canada Youth Exchange Network as, quote, the most outstanding youth exchange district from their 163 district memberships. Members of the district committee have served on Rotary's International Youth Exchange Committee and as president and committee members of the USA Canada Network. The district committee continues to be dedicated to developing concepts which will improve the exchange process and maintain the respect of our exchange partners throughout the world. Remember that our Rotary Youth Exchange Committee is looking for a third host family for our inbound student, Pina. We have 2 wonderful families already lined up, and we're looking for this third host family to help start about the spring break time next March of 2019 through the end of the school year in May. It would be helpful if the family is in the Roosevelt neighborhood since Pina will be attending there, but it's not a requirement. If you'd like to learn more or know of a family who might be interested, please let the committee's chair, Lynette Rasmussen, know. Looking ahead to this Thursday's meeting, our keynote speaker is going to be Corey Reed, who is with John Deere Finance. Be sure and sit up front, too. It's your chance to stick it to Sean if all the front tables are filled when our meeting concludes. You may be interested in knowing that we contributed $200 to the Marshalltown Storm Relief Fund from half of our weekly cash Tumblr donations for the last 2 weeks. Thanks for your generous support. If you've not already done so, be sure and check out the copy of September Rotary Magazine, which started hitting the mailboxes last week. Always timely information about all the good things that Rotarians are up to around the world. There are no committee meetings scheduled for this Thursday. However, you might want to be sure and mark down the upcoming activities of our Wheels Fellowship Group for August 25th and September 22nd. That's a wrap for Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this media beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.